something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a rebroadcast of the October Global Communion Service with Pastor Chris.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. All the world is yours. All the nations belong to you. Everything. You made all things. And all of us are the works of your hands. You're righteous. You're holy. There's none like you. Thank you for the Holy Scriptures you've given us to guide our minds, to educate us. That we may know your will. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want to read something to you from the Bible, from the words of Jesus in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, from verse 9. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Now, in this prayer, which many call the Lord's Prayer, because he taught his disciples this prayer, a number of very vital principles and truths to learn. But we also have to know, I did share this a couple of days ago, that we're not supposed to keep praying this prayer because it was for those who were hoping for the kingdom that Jesus brought to come. They were looking forward to the kingdom. So it's a twofold or a two-pronged approach to understanding God's plan. For example, if they were thinking about Jesus coming to set up his millennial reign, then that would be a completely Jewish idea. But they didn't think he was coming to do that, because they didn't know about that. They were expecting the Messiah to come and save them from the hands of the enemy. And then he came and offered them the kingdom, which they rejected because they didn't believe in him. So that's on the one hand. Then the second one is understanding it from the church. Well, you want to understand it from the church. The church has received the kingdom. You see it? That's why it's the church. It's the nation that's producing the fruit of the kingdom. The church received the kingdom. The church lives in the kingdom. So, in that place where it says, after this manner therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. We can't keep praying thy kingdom come because we are in the kingdom now. We have received the kingdom. We belong in it now. So, but there's a part of it that follows it that's very important. It says, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. That hasn't been completely fulfilled. His will be done in the whole earth when his kingdom covers the whole earth. And because that's what the prophecy says, when he establishes his kingdom in the earth, it'll cover the whole earth, and his will be enforced throughout the earth. So that second part of that verse is directly connected to the first part. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Now, why is that important? We who have received the kingdom are called to enforce his will wherever we are. First is the spiritual kingdom. It's a spiritual kingdom. Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. He said, had my kingdom been of this world, my servants would fight. So it's a spiritual kingdom. And now that we have received that spiritual kingdom, we are extending that spiritual kingdom to cover the whole earth. And therefore, in the spirit, we must enforce his will throughout the earth. So this is in the spirit. And that's what Jesus gave us the authority to cast out devils. We must reassign the earth's desolate heritages. This must be done in the spirit by us who have the kingdom. It's our job And so as we do that, we claim the land as we push them back. We make claims and establish his will. And then you find that the result shows in the earth, in the lives of men. We have to do it. But you know, God's people have to learn to do it, because not many are taught. Even many go into ministry for a long time and they know nothing of what I just told you. They don't understand it. His will is our message. You see it? His will is our message. We are the manifestation of his will. So we live that life that he's given us. We're the manifestation of his righteousness. And that's what God's people have to learn, the word of God, because that's the language that they're supposed to speak. Not just on their lips, but from their hearts. Because God wants it to be an outflow of the abundance of your heart. So he says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If it's there richly, then there'll be a consistency that'll come out of your mouth. Every time, no matter what, there'll be a consistency. So as we look at the world today, there are things that we must do in the spirit, in prayer, in decrees. Otherwise, we can't win souls in the earth. Because to lead men and women to Christ, we must saturate the atmosphere with prayer, with God's word. And cast out devils. And then you find that the resistance is gone. I told you, remember, on the day of Pentecost, the Spirit of God was poured out upon all flesh. To all the world. So now men can believe in Jesus Christ when we preach. So the only reason there's a resistance is the forces of darkness fighting back and holding men back. But then we are given the power to rebuke them, cast them out, and break the chains of darkness off of men's lives. Remember many years ago, we went to a certain, I was a student at the time, went to this campus to preach, and it was so hard, and I heard the Christians on the campus, they said that it was very difficult to lead people to Christ. And the Christian groups that were there were all very small. So I was praying in the spirit. So what do we do? Oh, the Lord said, cast out devils. Oh, I said, oh, yeah. Cast out devils. Then the Spirit inspired me and said, here's what you do. And I got it. So I told my guys, I said, we've taken this campus. So we went to where the foundation stone was. And We laid our hands right on that foundation stone for that school and said, in the name of Jesus, you demons of darkness running this school, get out. We claimed the students for the Lord Jesus Christ. And we prophesied and prophesied and prophesied salvation throughout the campus. And guess what? Just next day, very next day, we were winning souls like it was the easiest thing to do. Like it was the easiest thing to do. The cult leaders were coming in, falling under the power of God. So, I've understood you've got to deal with Satan and the demons of darkness and reclaim the dark places of this earth. The Bible says they are filled with the habitations of cruelty. So we reclaim them. We send them away and we occupy the place. We send them away and we occupy the place. Otherwise, you experience difficulties. You're trying to win souls and then it's like, it's a hard thing. Why should it be a hard thing? Jesus died for them. It shouldn't be difficult. But if you don't understand this, then you face such challenges. Thy will be done. Now we've got the kingdom. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. All right. So we prophesy the Father's will and decree the Father's will everywhere we are and everywhere we go. And that's the reason we cannot accept the globalists with their satanic agenda running the world while we're here, and we know that their plans are inconsistent with the Father's will. And the Bible tells us that the global government that they seek to impose on the nations is satanic. Since we know it, we disapprove of it. And when we disapprove, we disallow. And the Lord gave us the power to do that in the name of Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God. When we use that name, there's no force on earth that can resist us. No power, no force. And in that name, we only win. So we can't allow what they've been trying to do, especially because God's enlightened us and we know what's behind their actions. And then you look around and you see the manifestation of this satanic work in so many things. In the health sector, we already talked about that. And with the COVID and vaccination agenda. And for years, most people thought, and I did too, most people thought that the vaccinations were genuine. It was a good idea. Well, it was never a good idea. It was a devilish idea. There's no good vaccine. And I've said that again and again. There's no good vaccine. There never was, and there's none. The idea behind vaccination is devilish and was devilish from the beginning. I've studied the history of it. It was devilish from the very beginning. It had nothing to do with health when they started it. Daniel 12, honor us to read it from verse 1. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people. Now remember, the angel of the Lord talking to Daniel and giving him this revelation. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation even to that same time. That's referring to the tribulation period. That's the period they want to bring forward. The Antichrist era with the one world government, one world religion, and one world economy, which the Bible clearly describes, see, such as never was since there was a nation even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. Next verse. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Did you see that? Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river. By him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times, and a half. That is 3.5 years. That's the second 3.5 years I told you about. I said the first 3.5 years, the Antichrist has his headquarters in Europe. Then he moves to Jerusalem for another 3.5 years. So this is the second 3.5 years where he operates from Jerusalem. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. Terrible. And I heard what I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. So Daniel didn't understand the details that we bring forth today, because we are in the time of the end. And these things are made clear to us. And you look through the other writings of the prophets and apostles, and you understand them much more clearly. Verse 10. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly. And none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Who are the wise? Soul winners. Soul winners. We read it earlier. It says, they that be wise. See. So, the wise shall understand, but none of the wicked shall understand. But the wise who understand, we tell the souls that they are winning. So those of us who are leading people to Christ and concerned about the souls of men are the ones bringing the true information to the world. Sir. Not those who don't care. This month is a very special one. This is the month of October. And I want to tell you what it is about. the Lord wants to do with us this month of October. And I was excited in my spirit, really excited. So I was receiving from the Lord His direction for this beautiful month of October. You ready for this? I said, Lord, what do you want to do with us? What do you want to do with us in October? What do you want to do with us? So, go to Isaiah chapter 54 and then use the CJB. From verse 2. Enlarge the space for your tent. Extend the curtains of your dwelling. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Make your tent pegs firm. You getting ready for this? For you will spread out to the right and the left. And your descendants will possess the nations and inhabit the desolate cities.
Yes, sir.
And God said to me, this October
Hallelujah.
Is the month of spreading and possessing. So you are spreading and possessing. As you spread, you take over. As you spread, you take over. He says, don't hold back. Spread out to the right, to the left, and possess nations. Possess cities. Now, you're going to see this will happen in several areas of life. It is your month of spreading and possessing. Power of the Holy Ghost. License to spread. License to possess. You're going to see the power of God working in your behalf in an extraordinary way. Oh boy. Hallelujah. Go ahead, open your mouth and pray right now.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234-812-851-9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.